This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Is it fair to rip Darius Garland for being injured? It feels like it's not. Like, I don't know, but like, who gets to decide how injured he is? I'm not his doctor. I'm not a trainer. I know that the Cavaliers are notoriously conservative with their injury stuff. So that might, you can, maybe if you want to, you can rip the Cavs in general if you are. I think that we are just frustrated that the Cavs are down 0-2 in the series. Like, when I hear Stephen A. Smith teeing off on him, and a couple of other people, like, you know, Justin Termini, who we had on yesterday, I gotta tell you, I roll my eyes because I don't know how serious the injury is, and frankly, because I don't know how serious the injury is serious enough to keep him out of postseason games. Now, if we find out he was goofing off and whatever off the, you know, off the floor and everything like
was
that,
was it well, a dance maybe contest?
Yeah, maybe
at
I'll
a club?
Change my mind. But I'm not, guys, I'm not a workers' comp investigator.
Like if he runs the Cleveland Marathon in a few weeks?
I thought that's in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you're supposed to go to Campbellpalooza and you can't.
You can't be emceeing the Cleveland Marathon, Kenny.
Great. Well.
Yeah, if we found that out, then we'd be upset.
Lima doing the Cleveland Marathon and disappointing me.
Kenny drinking.
Now they go together. Yeah, me drinking. Three traditions. Three vaunted traditions. anyway, with Darius Garland. Unless I know, when I heard that Jed Wills was pain management, it's like, all right, son, and I'm hearing it from more than one person. It's like, but now the other injury was the one of these had surgery on and he's no longer a member of the Cleveland Browns with, that's legitimate. But before when I'm hearing, yeah, it's a pain management thing, it's a pain management thing, it's a pain, and I'm hearing it from all these other people, I'm going, well, buddy, you got to get out there. You're in a contract year, young man, we got to get going here. And with Darius, I know he's been paid his money, and things change for people, but you're a competitor. You play with competitive people. Donovan's a competitive person. I just can't imagine you would sit there knowing you could go. Like, he's not Brandon Ingram. Like, you don't just sit there knowing you can go and just watch your teammates go out there.
And not only that.
In a playoff game?
You could tell. So what was one of the other criticisms that people were launching into? We were getting a little crazy yesterday. Was that how he was dressed and what he was doing on the sidelines, right? On the bench, remember?
Yes.
But clearly, his teammates are all there with him.
Or mad because he's wearing Jordache.
Yeah, and maybe, and who was wearing Jordache? Was that
I have no idea.
Evan Mobley?
Clearly,
his teammates, if what your criticism was that they were all joking around and laughing a little bit too much for your taste. Remember, they were up 20 in this game, and they had 20 and let it go.
They were wearing bad idea jeans.
Yeah, they had a comfortable lead in this game, so it made sense that, yeah, they were having some fun with it until they weren't when they lost the game and blew it. Well, wouldn't his teammates like be standoffish to him if they were like, this guy could play and he's not playing?
Yes.
Like, they would
yes.
be furious with him.
So
it would have been, honestly, in today's day and age, they're down 2-0. It would have been leaked. Like, a teammate would have gone to Shams or somebody, Chris Mannix, and they would have said, there is belief within that locker room that he refused to gut it out.
And if
that would have come out.
If it's leaked, and it happens and it's true, like, yeah, I'll take the gloves off. And,
no, why
and
we know that? Because it happened last year with Jared Allen.
Well, yeah, and because there were guys that were frustrated. They wanted him to take the shot. He wouldn't take the shot, and we obviously dealt with the fallout on that. If there are people that say he can go, I don't know when it's ever going to happen or when it's ever going to be leaked or if it would ever get leaked. But if there are definitely people who feel that he can go and he's not going, I think that there's going to be a leak out there. And then fine, I'll take the gloves off and say jettison this guy. He's not serious about winning. He's getting paid and that's it. He can go put up his stats in regular season games, go chuck him down in New Orleans, and we can move on with this. Fine, I'll do it. But I find it very difficult for me to shoot my mouth off about a lot of things I do, but about an injury that I don't know about, that I can't really specify. I'm not a team doctor. I'm not a doctor. We all know these things because I have to keep saying what I'm not instead of what I am. And if I have to keep saying that, maybe I should just accept it that I'm frustrated that they're down 0-2
just with everybody else.
But I think part of the frustration is that he's injured, but I can't blame him for being injured.
I think that's obviously the bigger thing. They're down 0-2. If they were up 2-0, people would say the Cavs are smart sitting him. But they're not, and so they wish they could have him, and it's killing us that they didn't have a guy that could dribble the basketball and beat some pressure at the end of the game and somebody that could break down a defense. So I understand that. Look, if you want to say, and we will be having these organizational conversations in depth the minute the season ends.
Yeah.
If you want to say, do the Cavs, their core four, do you have guys that can get through a season and that you can rely on? That's a different conversation. But, you know, some guys in sports, what do we say? Made of glass, right? Vince Carter, half man, half a season for so many years until he actually was pretty durable
straight
at the end of his
clothes.
Career. Yeah, right.
Kawhi.
Right, Kawhi. Like, then that's a different thing that the organization is going to have to monitor. Like, do we have guys that it's a tough season to get through? We managed minutes all year. Hell, Donovan Mitchell, another conversation about, is he just not going to be a 40-minute guy in the playoffs? Is that, how do we deal with that? How do we build a team that can withstand that?
And you know what? We opened up the segment, and I know I took it to a different level, and you were asking me a question. I'm going to get to these phones here in a second. This is part of our distrust with the NBA to begin with. And you're going to see this in the NFL when they get to 18 games because we will talk load management in the NFL. Now, they're going to have to be careful because you just can't come out and say load management because that has been a nightmare that Adam Silver has had to navigate for so many years with the NBA. But when we talk about load management, then we just don't trust you. Then we just don't trust you that you're going. Because, you mean, you mentioned Kawhi Leonard. How many people are like, well, yeah, if we ever get to see Kawhi, he's just going to sit up. Because we know that there is definitely a navigating of the regular season to get to the postseason here. But because we're in the postseason, you've already been paid what's left. There's legacy that's left. And you're playing with competitive people. You're playing with Donovan Mitchell. You think Donovan Mitchell's just satisfied to get paid?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
After the hell that he's been talked about over the last how many years, going from Shaq all the way to Cleveland and not getting past the second round of the playoffs, yeah, it's a very difficult situation for him. And I just refuse as of right now to believe that Darius Garland, who if he could go, wouldn't go. It has to be that he can't go. 216-474-0092. And if I end up being wrong about it, fine, I'll rip them all day long if you want me to. Deshaun in Cleveland, your first up on the Fan. Hello, Deshaun.
Hey, man, so tell me, if I'm Darius Garland, why am I going out there? Last year with the Celtics, he was eating through a straw. He was at 160-some pounds. And what did we say about him when he played bad? We dogged him, right? Everybody. Yeah. He's horrible. He's this and that. So what is he going to – everybody is saying he needs to go out there on a messed-up toe, hasn't played a lick of basketball. I play ball. It's only one injury that I might sit out of, and that's a toe injury. You can't do nothing on a big toe is messed up. He's a point guard. He's not a big man. I mean, he's slower than Ty Jerome right now. How Ty Jerome looking on defense?
Looks terrible. Looks absolutely terrible.
Do we really want Darius out there running around trying to guard Halliburton, these guys?
No.
Come on, man. Give this guy – everybody don't like him just because they don't like him, and we know that. That's why he's all this talk, because they don't like him. It's ridiculous.
I mean, I wish I could disagree with you, Deshaun, and I'd like to disagree with you when you call in, but I think you're right. Thank you very much for the call, 216-474-0092. I think there's a history there with a lot of fans, and it's just more of the, all right, yeah, the 6'2 diminutive point guard is hurt again. And I think that we've looked for reasons before. I told you this. You roll your eyes, but I'm telling you, and you didn't roll your eyes at the time. When it was him and Colin in the backcourt, who did fans like? They like Colin Sexton. They liked him.
Never made
now
any
that
sense
it's Donovan and him in the backcourt, who do they like? Well, clearly they like Donovan. Yeah. I like Donovan more because Donovan's the actual really good player. He is the alpha on the team. So he would feel like the odd man out. And it goes to last year. You hear the reports about, well, if Donovan, which were none true, but if Donovan signs that Darius is going to want out of here, there were so many people praying for it.
If it were a game seven and he went out there and did what OG Anunoby did last year, do you remember that? He had the hamstring injury. Ken, he hobbled around for 5 minutes. The broadcasters were like, this is a dereliction of duty to have him out there. How did doctors even okay this? But he wanted to show how tough he was, and he was a total waste. So maybe that'll be the case. Maybe we get to tomorrow, he goes out there, he plays. And yet the sad thing is, for like his, not legacy, maybe that's going too far, but if he goes out there, hobbles for four possessions, Halliburton races down the court and scores, and then he gets benched, and that's the end of his season. That almost helps him.
Yes.
In a terrible way, that almost helps
him. In a weird, warped way. Because if you see him out there, it's almost like he has to prove to everybody that he's injured.
Yeah. Is that what people want?
I don't know. I don't know what they want anymore. I think we're just frustrated that we're down 0-2, and this is not going the way we envisioned it right now. RMS in West Park, you're next up on the Fan.
Hey, guys, listen, this just happened with Steph Curry over in the West. I think they were playing the Rockets. It was a big thing. He had an injured thumb, and the Rocket players are actually going after his thumb. You think somebody's not going to come out and step on his foot on purpose over and over over and over again. Now, my point was, I think this was a team call. I thought they thought that they could go in there and steal game number two because they're the better team. And guess what? They were almost right, but they weren't. You know what I mean? So, ultimately, I blame the team, and they will try to injure him further. So, with that said, I want to see him play.
Well, also, and I would love to hear this. Aramis, thank you very much
for the
call.
You know what? I appreciate the fan. And at the end, we just want to see it to believe it, right? And we want him out there because we think if he can help at all.
Because it would quiet it down. But I still think it. Somebody sent this to me, and I wish I could remember who it was, but it was there. The same people that wanted Ty Jerome to replace Darius Garland are the same folks ripping Darius Garland, saying that he could go.
I bet there is some overlap there, yeah.
I think there's a ton, because we don't know what side to take on that. Henry and Akron, you're next up on the Fan. Go.
Thank you. Well, I'm a Ty Jerome fan big time. Even if Garland was 100%, we would get the same result. So I don't even want him out there. I mean, we are so frustrated.
You want Ty Jerome out there instead of Darius Garland against the Indiana Pacers?
Right. I want him out there. Even if Darius Garland was 100%. Indiana would do the same thing to him if he was 100%. All right?
So that would make Ty Jerome hit shots all of a sudden?
Ty Jerome going to wake up. I mean, he's
going to
wake up and get it together.
He is? How do you know this? Have you talked to Ty?
More on him. I don't know what it is with this team. I think when they got punched in their mouth, that's why something happened with this team where they're just disoriented or something. When they got punched in the mouth, that's what I believe happened.
So that's going to make Ty Jerome respond?
Yeah, I believe he's going to respond.
So he didn't respond to game one when they got punched in the mouth?
he's going to respond to game two as well, or game three. He's going to respond.
I sure as hell hope so, because 1-for-14 is not a response after game one.
Well, what is the real issue here? Are we all upset because we down 0-2, right? We all upset
yes.
about that. But I've been complaining about this team's physicality since day one. That's what I've been telling everybody. No, they're going to get this in five games. Well, look what now. Just like with the Knicks. Look what the Knicks are doing to Boston. You cannot emulate physicality.
No, I'm not disagreeing with that. And I'll tell you, I don't believe any of the stuff you're saying about Ty Jerome, Henry. Thank you very much for the call. But when it comes to the physicality, I think that some of us are calling Indiana dirty, which we really are just saying that Indiana is pushing the physical pace more than what we were ready for in this postseason. Miami was not a great test to get ready for this, which I can't sit there and blame Miami when you're down 0-2 in the series. Miami's got their own team and they got their own problems. You had to be ready for this, because I can't sit there and blame Miami when you had the Knicks series 2 years ago. I can't blame Miami when you have Orlando and Boston last year. So this is four teams now that have tested you physically. Boston didn't even really test you physically the way that Orlando did and the way that the Knicks did. So I'll even be nicer. This is three teams now in 3 years that have tested your limitations physically. And so far, you are 0-2.5. 216-474-0092. Even one of those teams you beat, they tested your limits physically.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Audacy podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.